The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're tuned in to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring from successful entrepreneurs and millionaires who want to share their secrets and help you get to that next level. If you want to make a big impact in the world and leave a legacy that you and your family can be proud of, you've come to the right place. My name is Rich Perry, and I believe in you to make it happen. So let's get to it right now. Hey gang, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your coach, Rich Perry. And I don't know if you know this, but there's a science to giving a successful podcast interview. And today I'm going to give you three tips so that on your next podcast interview, you can make it a success. The information I'll be sharing with you today was originally written as an article for Entrepreneur. It was later adapted to be a video training, and today I'll be adapting it again for this podcast episode. Recently, you sent in that great pitch to that podcast host that you follow. You finally heard back. Congrats, you're in. The host asks you to send over things like your bio, your headshot, all the talking points needed for marketing purposes. You sent those over. The host then asks you to fill out the online calendar so that you can schedule your recording. You did that too. You've done all the steps perfectly so far. The only thing left to do is... realization sets in that the experts you've been following only talk about nailing the pitch, while only a select few talk about the most important thing. This is what you've been working towards. You want the opportunity to position yourself as a credible expert in your industry. I mean, that's why you started to actively schedule these interviews. But it's important to note that the mere act of being on a podcast just isn't enough. It takes more than simply being featured on the show. There's a science behind giving a successful podcast interview. And in this training video, I'm going to distill it down to just three easy to follow points. To keep things simple, I'm going to avoid any technical discussion. We're going to save that for a more in-depth conversation and training later on. So tip number one for how to give a successful podcast interview: build a personal connection with the host. Most podcasters schedule a preliminary meeting prior to booking, and this is to gauge for synergy, or in some cases, a few minutes before going live to conduct a pre-interview warm-up discussion. Use this opportunity to build a personal connection with the host. And if this has you a little confused, you're unsure why you, as the guest, need to worry about this, trust me, it's important. When you think of the host of the show, think of the host as the pilot. And the pilot is going to determine whether the conversation successfully takes off and you have an amazing episode together, or whether it crashes and burns before ever leaving the runway. That being said, you want to take a proactive approach to connecting with the host and establish good rapport. This will help ensure an engaging conversation that will keep the listener's attention. In addition to just having you on the show, a great host will help promote the episode. The person could help make introductions to other podcasters who might be interested in having you on as a guest on their show, and might even send referrals your way. If you want any chance in collecting these added spoils, then developing a positive relationship with the host and the production staff is a must. Now, if the show host has a producer that you have to go through instead, maybe you're not going through the host, maybe you're going through a producer or even an assistant producer, then you want to take initiative and do some research on that particular host. What's that host's interview style? Do you have any common interests? Anything that will help develop quick rapport for an enjoyable conversation. Tip number two, be prepared. That's the Boy Scout motto. And while it should seem pretty obvious that being properly prepared is important, common sense isn't always common. Let's not forget that we live in a time when hot beverage cups need warning signs to remind customers who ordered hot beverages that the hot beverage they ordered is in fact hot. So, common sense? Be prepared. About 2 years before launching my own podcast, I was the co-host of another branded show with a specific niche audience. During that time period, on more than one occasion, the guest we planned to interview showed up completely unprepared. In fact, one particular time a guest overslept and basically rolled out of bed just before we went live. While being on a podcast may not have the same splendor as being on, say, Oprah or Good Morning America, it still warrants an air of professionalism and due preparation. Review your subject matter and talking points. Make sure the environment is quiet. Some podcasters record both audio and video formats to leverage multiple platforms. If doing video, then check your lighting. And here's a pro tip. Most podcasters will even provide the questions ahead of time. All you have to do is ask the host or producer for those questions. By asking for these questions ahead of time, it'll speak volumes about you and who you are as a professional. It shows that you're taking the interview seriously because you're willing to put in the extra effort by making these necessary preparations. It also shows that you value this podcaster's time, which will be appreciated. Tip number 3, relax and have fun. Remember, you're the expert and you're speaking on a topic that you know. This isn't your 10th grade history presentation where you're told to research some random historical event from 200 years ago and then expected to speak in front of a classroom of peers who couldn't care less about the topic. This is your business. You're more than proficient in the material and you'll be speaking for people who are interested in the knowledge you have to share. Take a deep breath, smile, and talk about the business that you love so much. Follow these key points to give a successful podcast interview. In time, you'll develop your own personal style and flow. There's no need to overcomplicate a very simple conversation. The podcast host wants to highlight you and provide a platform to share your expertise for the benefit of the listeners. Take initiative to create the best possible outcome by connecting with the host beforehand to establish rapport. Remember, it's a team effort. So work with the podcast host and don't be afraid to ask for any tips that he or she might wish to offer. Show up prepared and ready to go. This will help ease any tensions or feelings of anxiety because you have a plan in place. Speak naturally and allow the conversation to flow with ease. The more you do, the better you'll become. So take advantage of every opportunity to share your expertise. I'm proud of you for showing up today, and I believe in you to make it happen. Now it's time to take action. Here are 3 easy things you can do to get better results. Number 1, do the 10-minute challenge. We all have to start somewhere. Start here and start getting better results in just 10 minutes a day. Number 2, join the 10-Minute Mentor podcast community on Facebook and meet people just like you who are committed to success. And number 3, connect with me on social media or contact me directly. And let's start a conversation on what you need to share your message and grow your business. You deserve this. It's time to show and prove. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.